This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Jumping for each team, for North Mac, it'll be Matt Hendricks. For Gillespie, it'll be Alex Ottersberg. They are at the opening circle. We are ready for action here in this fourth game of the second T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer, and the opening tap controlled by Gillespie as Anthony Cravagna brings the ball up the floor, and North Mac will start in that man-to-man defense. Here it is for Gillespie. There's a pass over to Frankie Barrett. Barrett looking to drive, a pick set. Nowhere to go, though. Now back over to Billy Gill. Gill, now it's over to Blake Zinner for three. Top of the key, no good. Rebound tipped around and controlled by North Mac, and they'll push the tempo. That was Grant Thurman who came down with that rebound. He hands it off to Tanner Wilson. North Mac led by head coach TJ Wilson. Gillespie by head coach Casey Schultes. Here's Hendricks, good bounce pass down low to Langelier, nowhere to go. Now pass out to Tanner Wilson for three, no good. Offensive board and the putback, there it is. Good shot by North Mac. So it's an early 2-0 lead for the Panthers. As that one was Grant Thurman. Here's Frankie Barrett at the top of the key for the Miners. He's guarded by Matt Hendricks. Barrett. Driving to his right. No, looking for a man to pass to. Picks up his dribble. He gets it to Cravagna at the left elbow, or the right elbow, excuse me. Cravagna lost the ball, gets it back, puts up the layup, no good. Blake Zinner, the offensive board, his putback, no good. And rebound to North Mac. Here's Thurman. His layup is no good, but he's fouled on the play, so he'll head to the free throw line, shooting two here. They're going to call Anthony Cravagna with his first. So here's Thurman to shoot free throws. The lefty, as he's got his left foot leading, will take his first. It is off the back iron, rolls around, no good. Denny Held, one of the referees here in this game. And Thurman makes his second, he's got three. So here's Barrett to bring it up the floor for the Miners. He passes to Cravagna, who lays it up and in. Anthony Cravagna on the board, as is Gillespie. 3-2, North Mac still with the lead. Here's Langelier, who kicks it out to Hendricks. Now over to Will Downs. Now back over to Thurman. There's a three fired by Langelier. No good. Defensive rebound to the Miners. Anthony Cravagna brings it up the floor. Now they'll give it over to Zinner. Zinner just behind the key, over to Barrett now at the top of the key. Barrett, oh, good spin move, driving in, lays it in. Frankie Barrett and Gillespie's got their first lead of the game at 4-3. We've had three blowouts so far here today, so maybe this one will be our first close game of the day. Here's Langelier for North Mac, hands it off to Thurman. Thurman looking for someone, gives it back to Langelier. Now it's Downs. Downs driving. Left-handed floater, no good. Rebound tipped around and corralled by the Miners. Here's Barrett pushing the tempo. One on two. He puts up a jumper. It's no good. Rebound to North Mac. Matt Hendricks will try the fast break now. Bounce pass over to Will Downs, the lefty, from three, and it's good. Will Downs is on the board, and North Mac back on top, 6-4. Anthony Cravagna with it. Now here's over to Frankie Barrett. Now Blake Zinner, corner long two, no good. Rebound by the Miners. That's Ottersberg has it. His putback no good. Zinner gets the rebound. His shot's blocked, and North Mac has it. And they've got numbers. Here's Hendricks. Hendricks driving, passes tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Miners. And we have a timeout called by Gillespie head coach Casey Schultes. 4:55 to play in the first quarter. Our score, North Mac 6, Gillespie 4. You're listening to WSMI. We're right back after these messages. David Jenkins back with you here from the woodshed at Lincolnwood High School, as out of the timeout, North Mac misses the shot, and Gillespie will have the ball. Here's Anthony Cravagna with it. Cravagna driving. He lays it up and in. It's good. It's now 9-6. Well, I missed a point there somewhere. Cravagna's got four of the Gillespie 6 points. 9-6 is the North Mac lead. Here's Will Downs with it. He kicks it over to Grant Thurman. Thurman now over to Matt Hendricks. Now it's Langelier. Over to Hendricks for three. It's good. Matt Hendricks buries it. 12-6, North Mac leading Gillespie. Barrett bringing up the floor for the Miners. Now it's Zinner. Zinner over to Cravagna. Cravagna's going to drive. The ball's poked away, but Zinner right there to get it back. Now here's Billy Gill in the corner. Gill kicks it out to Barrett behind the arc. Here's Cravagna, the long two. His shot no good. Rebound tipped around. Now it's corralled by Gillespie, and they can't get the putback, so North Mac will have the ball, and they've got numbers. Now Hendricks slows the tempo down at midcourt. Gives it to Will Downs, weaving through the defense, and he scores. He's got five. It's 14-6. North Mac with the lead. Here's Cravagna with it for the Miners. Now over to Frankie Barrett. And now we've got a foul called on North Mac. It's going to be their first foul. It's called on Matt Hendricks, his first. So one foul for each team. And Gillespie will have the ball underneath their own basket. Anthony Cravagna is going to throw it in. So Cravagna looking for the open man. Got to get it in. Finally finds Frankie Barrett. And Barrett's going to dribble out to the top of the key. No, now he'll dribble it to the corner. Now baseline, and he loses that out of bounds. Last touch by the Panthers. Substitution for Gillespie coming into the game will be Bobby Robbins. Checking out is Blake Zinner. So right into the game, Robbins gets the ball. He's going to drive, puts up the floater. No good. Tries to get his own rebound. Instead, he's going to commit a foul. That's going to be his first, team second. 14-6 is the North Mac lead with 3:09 to play in this ball game, in the first quarter. Bringing up the floor is Cannon Kirk for North Mac. Now he'll give it over to Tanner Wilson. Wilson crosses the timeline, gets it to Grant Thurman. Thurman over to Wilson for three, top of the arc, he buries it. So 17-6 is the North Mac lead. Here's Ottersberg with it. Gets it to Anthony Cravagna. Cravagna, good move. Good shot fake. He puts it up, and he's good. Cravagna's got six of the Gillespie 8 points. And the game now 17-8. North Mac still with the lead. Here's Downs in the corner. Down in the corner now over to Grant Thurman. Thurman from the wing. Over to Cannon Kirk. Now back to Thurman. Good shot fake. Puts up the long two. No good. Too hard. Back iron. Rebound to Gillespie. Cravagna gets it up the floor across the timeline. Over to Bobby Robbins. Thought about a three. Now he's going to put it on the floor and reset. Now over to Frankie Barrett. And they'll slow things down here. Barrett guarded by Kirk. Barrett now dribbling baseline. Driving, and it's no good. Rebound to Matt Hendricks of North Mac. And Hendricks will push the tempo. He's going to drive. Kick it out to Thurman. Now over to Kirk. Good bounce pass. Will Downs from the right wing. It's good. Will Downs with 8 points. It's 20-8. North Mac on top by 12. Here's Barrett with it for the Miners at the charity stripe. Good bounce pass down low to Anthony Cravagna, who's got 8 points. 20-10. North Mac's lead down to 10. Here's Downs. Oh, good move. His shot no good, rebound tipped around. Cravagna has it for the Miners. 1:20 remaining in the first quarter. Gillespie trails North Mac 20-10, but they do have the ball. A shot by Cravagna is no good, rebound by North Mac, and we've got a held ball. Possession arrow favors the Panthers. Hendricks coming out of the ball game for North Mac, as is Will Downs. Into the game will be Hayden Pierce. And Evan Langelier. So this is Tanner Wilson with it for the Panthers now, but gets it over to Grant Thurman. Thurman, top of the key, looking to get open. Now he's going to drive. Now I'll hand it off to Tanner Wilson. The long two is good. Tanner Wilson with five. 22-10, North Mac leads over Gillespie. Here's Robbins. Dribbles into trouble, but passes out and gets it to Barrett. Barrett, good spin move. From the free throw line, it is no good. Rims out, and North Mac with the defensive board. Here's Kirk with it for the Panthers. Kirk driving, now kicks it out to Wilson, who's driving. Floater's good. Tanner Wilson with 7 points in this first quarter makes it a 24-10 lead for North Mac. Here's Billy Gill over to Frankie Barrett. Behind the back dribble, and they'll slow things down now. Barrett driving with the left hand. Got away with a push off there. Now looks for an open man. He gets it to Robbins in the corner. Dribbles into to a double team. Now he just throws it up and out of bounds. Errant pass, didn't really know what to do. And the clock stops with 8 seconds left in the first quarter. Substitution here for the Miners coming into the game will be Brock Fredericks. Bobby Robbins having a seat. So Grant Thurman with it for the Panthers. He'll stop and pop from the top of the key. No good. Rebound by Anthony Carvagna. Throws up a full court shot. It is no good. So after one quarter of play, your score, North Mac 24, Gillespie 10. We'll be right back after these messages on WSMI. David Jenkins back with you from the woodshed at Lincolnwood High School. The second T-Toad shootout versus cancer. And we are underway in the second quarter between Gillespie and North Mac. This is game 4 of 8 today. The Miners have the ball to begin the second quarter, and that just like that, they lose it. As a pass intended for Frankie Barrett goes out of bounds. The North Mac takes over. It'll be Grant Thurman bringing it up the floor for the Panthers. He gets it across the timeline. We do have a missing 3 points for North Mac. I've only counted 21, but their score reads 24. So at some point today, we will account for those missing 3 points. Here's Langelier down low. The layup, it's good. Evan Langelier's on the board. He's got two. And it's 26-10. Another double-digit lead today. 26-10, North Mac with the lead over Gillespie. Here's Billy Gill, the long two. In and out, no good. Rebound by North Mac. Thurman has it. Fast break opportunity. Gets it ahead to Tanner Wilson. The three is good. Tanner Wilson's got 10 points unofficially. Another three-pointer. It makes it 29-10. Now Frankie Barrett, the long three. He answers right there. Thank you very much, sir. He's got five. Makes it 29-13. Here's Billy Gill. Passes ahead to Frankie Barrett. Oh, good find down low, and that is the lay-in no good by Brock Fredericks. Rebound to the Panthers. Fredericks had the layup opportunity but couldn't get it to fall. Here's Will Downs. Finds a cutting Tanner Wilson. Layup is no good. Rebound Gillespie. Fredericks brings it down. Both these teams playing very well. Frankie Barrett misses the long three there. Rebound to North Mac. Will Downs corrals it. Now he'll slow things down a little bit. Downs dribbles around his man, which is Anthony Ribes. Oh, good find down low. Thurman with the lay-in. Thurman's got five, and it's 31-13. An 18-point lead for North Mac. Here's Frankie Barrett now in the corner to Billy Gill. Gill, top of the key to Fredericks. Fredericks, long three, no good. Rebound to Gillespie. And Alex Ottersberg can't get the putback to fall, but he's fouled on the play. That'll be on Matt Hendricks, his second. Only the second team foul for North Mac. Not a lot of fouls for either team. Two for North Mac now, two for Gillespie. 31-13, Alex Ottersberg at the free throw line for Gillespie. His first free throw, too hard off back iron. Again, coming up after this game will be Nokomis and Southwestern Boys in the fifth game of this second T-Tote shootout versus cancer from Lincolnwood. Second free throw from Alex Ottersberg is on the way. It's good. So he's on the board, makes it 31-14. 5:50 to play in the first half. Here's a pass over to Cannon Kirk. Kirk looking for an open man, finds Downs in the corner. Downs now will dribble out to the top of the key. He finds Hayden Pierce. Now back over to Thurman. Thurman driving with the left hand, kicks it out to Bearden. Bearden. Now back to Pierce. Pierce dribbling into trouble, but keeping his dribble. Now he picks it up, and it's over to Bearden. Bearden, good find to Thurman. Now Will Downs in the corner, wide open three. It's no good. Offensive board to Bearden. And North Mac will reset. Here's Cannon Kirk, and he got hit with the hip of Brock Fredericks. So that's going to be Frederick's first, Gillespie's third. Don't forget to go out and participate in the silent auction here at Lincolnwood High School. Got plenty of wonderful items out there. There also is a 50-50 raffle in between the third and fourth quarters of each game today. Oh, wide open in the corner is Hayden Pierce. His three's no good. Rebound to, it was Garrett Bearden, but he threw it away. So a turnover on North Mac, and now it's Gillespie ball. Frankie Barrett in the corner, three, no good. Rebound tipped around. Who's got it? It's North Mac. Will Downs with it, gets it across the timeline. Downs, now over to Pierce, back to Downs, and they'll reset. Downs going to drive, kicks it out to Cannon Kirk for three. It's no good. Rebound to Gillespie. Fredericks will bring it up the floor for the Miners. Now over to Cravagna, who will fire a long three. It's good! Anthony Cravagna's got 11. Makes it 31-17. Here's Cannon Kirk. It's no good. Rebound out of bounds will go to Gillespie. So Gillespie will have the ball, trailing 31-17 with 4:26 to play in the first half. Here's Barrett driving. His shot, no good. Rebound, North Mac. Hayden Pierce brings it down. He'll give it off to Will Downs, who's looking ahead but can't find anybody. Now Downs is going to drive all the way to the basket. Layup, no good. Rebound to Gillespie. Cravagna brings it down. Cravagna's got 11 of the Gillespie 17 points today. Here's Frankie Barrett. Barrett dribbles with the left hand. Barrett guarded by Tanner Wilson. Barrett over to Zenner. Now Fredericks back to Ottersburg. Cravagna from the free throw line in and out. Rebound to North Mac. Tanner Wilson with it. Wilson, good bounce pass to Hayden. Pierce's lay-in, no good. Rebound Gillespie. Cravagna has it. They'll push the tempo about 75%. Now it's Barrett. Barrett at the left wing. Thought about three. Now he'll keep it moving. Here's Zenner backing his man down. Oh, good. Up and under move. No good. Rebound tipped around. Alex Ottersburg, the offensive board. His putback no good, but he's fouled on the play. The third foul on North Mac. They're going to get Garrett Bearden with his third, or his first, team's third. So it'll be Alex Ottersburg shooting two free throws here for Gillespie. First is off the back iron, no good. He's 1-for-3 from the free throw line so far today. 31-17, North Mac with the lead, 3:26 left in the first half. Alex Ottersburg at the line for the Miners, waiting his second free throw here. It is no good. So 0-for-2 from the trip from the line there. 1-for-4 on the day. They're going to call a foul on Evan Langelier. That'll be his first, North Mac's fourth. And that was on a shot attempt on for Blake Zenner. So he'll head to the line, shooting two here. Zinner's first free throw is no good. Boy, you got to make your free throws. That'll drive coaches crazy. 31-17, 3:24 left in the first half. Second free throw from Zenner, no good. Four straight misses from the charity stripe. Another offensive rebound and another miss on a putback. Finally, North Mac with the rebound, and here's Tanner Wilson. And we've got a foul on the floor here on Gillespie. They're going to call Brock Fredericks with his second. That's their fourth. Matt Hendricks back into the game for North Mac. Coming out is Hayden Pierce. Here's Hendricks over to Kirk. Now it's Thurman. Thurman finds Tanner Wilson. He buries a three again. 13 points for Tanner Wilson. He's on fire, especially from behind the arc. And he is quick. You really got to keep your eye on him. 34-17. Here's a long shot by Fredericks, no good. Rebound to North Mac. Kirk bringing up the floor, and the Panthers are going to run. Here's Wilson, another long three. In and out, no good. Offensive board, put back, no good. Ball is tipped back out, and North Mac will have it. Oh, good pass down low. Kirk from the corner three, it's good. This North Mac team, fundamentally sound. They look really good. 37-17, North Mac a 20-point lead with 2:25 remaining in the first half. Cravagna's layup is blocked, and North Mac has it. Here's Wilson, who will kick it out to Langelier, and his shot's no good, but he's fouled on the play. It's going to be the fifth Gillespie foul, and they'll call it on Alex Ottersberg, his first. 37-17, North Mac a 20-point lead. Headed for another blowout here at the second Tito shootout versus Cancer. The lefty, Langelier, makes the first. He's got three. 38-17 at the moment. Second free throw from Langelier on the way. And it is good. He's got four. Here is Bobby Robbins, fresh into the game for Gillespie. He's got it, driving baseline, now kicks it out to Barrett. Barrett dribbles back out to the top of the key, and they'll reset. Now Barrett driving left hand, and they're going to call a travel before the shot is put up. Sub in for Gillespie, it is Billy Gill into the game. Alex Ottersberg having a seat. 2:04 to play in the first half between North Mac and Gillespie. The Panthers leading the Miners 39-17. Here's Cannon Kirk from the right wing. Now over to Matt Hendricks at the elbow. Now Grant Thurman. Oh, good find to Matt Hendricks. Puts the ball on the floor once, and his floater is good. He's got five. 41-17. 1:40 remaining in the first half. Now here's Billy Gill. Over to Bobby Robbins. The long three, right wing, no good. Rebound to Cravagna, and he puts it in. Cravagna's got 13, makes it 41-19. 1:24 to play in the first half. Kirk with it for the Panthers. Over to Thurman. Now to Kirk. Over to Hendricks at the left elbow. Back to Kirk. Good ball movement here by North Mac. Now down low to Hendricks. Over to Tanner Wilson in the corner. No, excuse me, that's Cannon Kirk. Ball's knocked away. Frankie Barrett has it, and we got a foul. And they're going to call it on North Mac, their fifth foul. That'll be Matt Hendricks with his third. Subs in for North Mac. Into the game, Hayden Pierce, Garrett Bearden, and Will Downs. Langelier, Hendricks, and Kirk having a seat. 41-19 is the North Mac lead with 1 minute remaining in the first half. Here's Barrett at the top of the key. Barrett with the left hand kicks it out to Billy Gill. Gill is guarded by Wilson. Now Barrett in the corner. Now over to Robbins. Now Zenner top of the key. 45 seconds left. Barrett the long three, right wing, no good. Rebound to the Panthers. Here's Hayden Pierce. Pierce stops, gives it off to Thurman, who will fire the long two, and it's good. Had plenty of time, and he let it go. He's got seven. 43-19 is the North Mac lead, and we've got an offensive foul away from the ball on Gillespie. It's going to be their sixth, and it'll be the second on Anthony Cravagna. 43-19 with 21 seconds remaining, North Mac leading Gillespie. Tanner Wilson with it. 15 seconds. Wilson just going to hold for the final shot. Clock reads 10 seconds. Wilson going to drive now. What will he do? Kicks it out to Will Downs. The long two from the baseline jumper. It's good. Downs with 10. The long shot at the end of the half. It is no good. So after one half of play, your score is North Mac 45, Gillespie 19. We'll be right back with the John Shelter Insurance Agency Halftime Show. John Blank, Shelter Insurance Agency Halftime Show, here on WSMI right after these messages. North Mac will begin the third quarter with the ball and a 45-19 lead. As here's Will Downs with the layup attempt that's no good. Rebound to Gillespie. Anthony Cravagna with the defensive board and brings it up the floor. Now a pass down low to Tanner Whitfield. His shot no good. Rebound to North Mac. I said that was Whitfield. He's not even on the floor. That was Alex Ottersberg who had the rebound. Speaking of which, they're going to call him with the foul. That is his second, team's first. So Grant Thurman going to shoot free throws here with 7:31 remaining in the third quarter. Thurman's first is good. He's got 8 points. Makes it 46-19. Second free throw from Thurman is good. He's got 9. Tanner Wilson leading all North Mac scorers, leading all scorers in general in this game today. 47-19 is the North Mac lead. Oh, a pass intended for Frankie Barrett goes whizzing behind his head and out of bounds. So another turnover on Gillespie. Tanner Wilson going to bring it up the floor for the Panthers. Gets it to Will Downs. Downs dribbles with his right hand, fires with his left, and it's good. Downs has 12. Makes it 49-19, a 30-point lead for the Panthers. We've had 3 running clocks in 3 games today so far. We're on the verge of yet another. And a foul here called on North Mac, their first of the half. Who are they going to get it to? It's going to be Evan Langelier with his second. 49-19, your score with 6:57 to play in the third. Gravagna at the free throw line. He's already got 13 points today. His first is good. Make it 14. 49-20 now. Second free throw from Gravagna is on the way. It's good. He's got 15. Matt Hendricks with it for the Panthers. Looks up, can't find anybody, so he'll keep it himself. He's met by Gravagna at the arc. Oh, here is Hendricks driving, and he's fouled on the lay-in. It's going to be the second foul of the half on Gillespie. Who will they get this time? It's going to be Ottersberg with his third. So at the free throw line is Matt Hendricks. And his first free throw is good. He's got 6. Makes it 50-21, a 29-point lead for the Panthers. Second free throw from Hendricks on the way. Good. He's got 7. 51-21, back to a 30-point lead for North Mac. Frankie Barrett with it for the Miners. Over to Ottersberg, now down low to Gravagna. Gravagna, versatile player, spin around, jumper, no good, rebound to North Mac. Hendricks has it and dribbles his way out of trouble. Now he fires ahead to Thurman. Thurman motioning for his man to go. Oh, fake pick, good pass out to Tanner Wilson, corner three, it's good. Wilson's got 19 points, it's 54-21. Leading scorers in all today, 20 points is the high by both Jill Staten of Carlinville and Ethan Brannon of Blake Zinner with 2 there. That's his first bucket of the game. Here's Thurman, tries to answer, no good, rebound Zinner. I was saying Ethan Brannon, 20 points for Carrollton. And here's Ottersberg, the turnaround putback is good. He's got 3, makes it 54-25. Here's Langelier. Langelier, oh, good pick by pickpocket of Zinner, but now a foul called down low as North Mac was able to get the ball back. They're going to call it a foul on Ottersberg. That'll be his 4th and the 3rd on Gillespie. So Ottersberg, a couple of quick fouls here in this half. Going to have a seat. Into the game for the Miners, Anthony Ribes. Here's a pass out to Hendricks. 54-25. North Mac with the lead. Wilson was cutting. He kicks it out to Langelier for 3. No good. Rebound to Gillespie. Frankie Barrett will push it up the floor. Barrett going to drive with his left hand. Almost loses it. Does lose it now. And the ball now belongs to North Mac. Will Downs bringing up the floor. About 60% tempo. Now over to Grant Thurman. Thurman. Oh, good move. Spin move. Now kicks it out to Hendricks. Long 3. Right wing. It is no good. Rebound to Gillespie. Billy Gill pulls it down. North Mac head coach TJ Wilson questioning why his players were not going for the offensive board. Here's Cravagna driving with the left hand. It is knocked out of bounds. Last touch by North Mac. 54-25, a 29-point lead for the Panthers. Cravagna gets it into Barrick, who fires quickly and buries it. Barrett's got 7 points today. It's 54-27. Here's Langelier driving. Now kicks it out Will Downs' baseline. He's going to dribble top of the key and reset the offense. Downs over to Thurman. Thought about a three. Now he'll drive. Jump stop. Passes out to Wilson. Wilson lost the ball and got it back to prevent the fast break. Wilson, who's got a game-high 19 points today, over to Downs. Downs, good ball movement by the Panthers. Now Langelier in the corner, making that Gillespie man-to-man defense work. Here's Thurman, corner three, no good. Rebound to North Mac. Hendricks pulled it down. Now over Langelier from the right wing. Langelier driving, and we've got a held ball call. Possession arrow favors the Miners. North Mac has led by as many as 30 points in this game today. It's now down to 27. 54-27, they've doubled up, the Miners, with 3:47 remaining in the third quarter. Here's Gill, the long two. It is no good. Rebound still loose, and it is corralled by Gillespie. We got a foul called. We're going to call Tanner Wilson with his first. That's North Mac's second of the half. Cravagna going to throw it in for the Miners. Looking for Zenner. Finds him. And he'll just have to reset. Barrett, the long three. Left wing. It's good. Frankie Barrett. He's got 10. It's 54-30. Back to a 24-point lead. Down to a 24-point lead, I should say. Here's Hendricks. Hendricks over to Langelier. Langelier picks up his dribble. Now it's Thurman. Oh, good move. He puts on Gill. And now he drives. Thurman with the lay-in. What a move that was. Thurman's got 11 points. And here's Hendricks, the long three from the corner. Wrong team, sorry about that. North Mac with the rebound. Nevertheless, Thurman's lay-in's good, and he's fouled. He's got 13, and he'll head to the free throw line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. They're going to call the foul on Frankie Barrett. That'll be his first, the fourth on the Miners. Subs in for the Panthers. It'll be Garrett Bearden and Cannon Kirk. Heading out, Evan Langelier and Tanner Wilson. 58-30 is your score. North Mac leading by 28. Grant Thurman. His free throw in and out, no good. And rebound to Gillespie. Thurman's got 13 points today, though. Here's Frankie Barrett for the Miners. Barrett over to Gill. Gill looking for Cravagna down low, finds him, almost lost it, up and under lay, and is good. Cravagna's got 17 points. It's 58-32. Here's Kirk. Oh, good move there. And now he'll kick it back out to Thurman. Good pass down low. Bearden, it's good. Garrett Bearden, he's on the board. It's 60-32. Back to a 28-point margin. Barrett from the right wing, dribbles to the left side, and charge called. And that's going to be the second foul called on Frankie Barrett, the fifth on the Miners. So into the game for Gillespie will be Brock Fredericks, Blake Zitter having a seat. Barrett did not like the call, but he did get his defender pretty good. So here's Cannon Kirk with it for the Panthers. Kirk gets it across the timeline. Now Will Downs. Downs at the free throw line. Looking for an open man. Finds a cutting Hendricks up and under, and we're going to have a foul underneath. They're going to call it on Fredericks. That'll be his third. Sixth foul on Gillespie. So now the fouls piling up for the Miners. Hendricks to throw it in for North Mac. Got to find an open man. Finds Hayden Pierce. Pierce driving with the left hand. Back out to Will Downs for three. It's good. Downs has 15 points. 63-32. Largest lead of the day for North Mac at 31. Here's Cravagna driving with his left hand. Driving. Lays it up and in. Cravagna's got 19. 63-34. A minute 42 left in the third, and a foul on the floor called. They're going to call Frankie Barrett again. That is his third. He may have to have a seat. That's the seventh foul of the half on Gillespie, so should be shooting 1-1. So it'll be Cannon Kirk shooting free throws here for North Mac. 1:41 to play in the third quarter. A 63-34 lead for the Panthers. First free throw from Kirk is on the way. It's good. Kirk's got four. Makes it an even 30-point lead. Second free throw from Kirk on the way. It's good. He's got five. 65-34, a 31-point lead again for the Panthers. Kravanya gets it across the timeline. He's met by Cole Hatala, who's in the game for the first time today. Here's Barrett from the left elbow. Finds Fredericks. The jumper, no good. Rebound, North Mac. Pierce brings it down. He gets it across the timeline and push the tempo. Looking for an open man, he finds Kirk. Kirk dribbles it out top of the key, trying to shake Barrett loose. Barrett playing tight defense. Now here's Gabe Givens, fresh into the game for the Panthers. Passes to Hatala. His shot, no good. Rebound to Gillespie. Barrett brings it down. He'll take it himself, driving left-hand floater. It is no good. Offensive rebound to Barrett, and his shot is no good. Foul called on the play. Third foul and a half on North Mac. And they're going to call it on Hatala. So the first foul on Hatala, the third on North Mac. They called it on the floor, not on the active shooting. So Cravani will throw it in underneath his own basket. They get it into Billy Gill, who's immediately in trouble as he's triple-teamed, and North Mac takes it over. Here's Gabe Givens with it for the Panthers, dribbles out of trouble. This North Mac team, very quick and very good ball movement. Ball movement, ball handling, they are very fundamentally sound, as you would expect from a T.J. Wilson coach team. Here's Cannon Kirk with it for the Panthers, and now he'll dribble back out towards the timeline to slow things down and maybe hold for the last shot. 27 seconds in the third quarter. Kirk over to Pierce, dribbles top of the key. Now over to Givens, 20 seconds. 65-34, the North Mac lead in the third quarter. 15 seconds. Here's Hatala driving, left-handed lay-in's good. He's on the board. 67-34 with 7 seconds left in the third. Here's Fredericks throws it up, and he's fouled. The layup doesn't fall. That'll be the fourth foul on North Mac, and it'll stop the clock. We're going to call the foul on Gabe Givens, his first. So Cravania to throw it in for the Miners, gets it into Barrett, top of the key, 5 seconds, fires the three, no good, out of bounds, and the clock stops with 2 seconds. So Hatala going to throw it in. North Mac needs to go the length of the floor. In 2 seconds, they're going to fire it up, and that's not going to fall. After three quarters of play, your score, North Mac 67, Gillespie 34. We'll be right back with the fourth quarter after these messages on WSMI. David Jenkins back with you here at the Woodshed at Lincolnwood High School. We begin the fourth quarter of play, and North Mac has a 67-34 lead, and a three buried at the beginning of the quarter by Carson Rayner puts the Miners up by their largest lead, 70-34. That's also a day high in team points as Frankie Barrett drives and puts it in. He's got 12. 70, the most points scored in the shootout today. And now with it for the Panthers of North Mac, Nick Hogan. He gives it over to Givens. Tanner Wilson not in the game right now. He's got 19 points. He's 2 points away from becoming the scoring leader in today's shootout. But we may not see him again as North Mac with a 34-point lead. And we've got a foul called on Blake Zinner. That's going to be the eighth foul on Gillespie, and that'll be Zinner's first. So heading to the free throw line for North Mac, Cole Hatala, who's got 2 points today. So Hatala's first is good. He's got 3 points today, 71-36. Coming up after this, North Mac and Southwestern boys. Tipping off around 3:30. The second free throw is missed by Hatala, and Cravagna drives and is fouled on the play. They're going to get the fifth foul on North Mac. I didn't see who they called it on. I think it might be on Gabe Givens. Yes, it is, as Cravagna makes his first free throw. So Cravagna's got 20 points today. He's now tied for the day lead in scoring. 20 points is the top scoring mark today, set by Jill Staten, as Cravagna misses the second free throw. Ethan Brannon also with 20 points for Carrollton. 71-37 is the North Mac lead. Long three shot. Oh, buries it, Carson Rayner. He's got six, makes it a 74-37 lead. 74-37. 5:06 left to play in the game, and North Mac controlling this game from the start. Here is Bobby Robbins, finds the long two. He's on the board. Makes it 74-39. Gabe Givens with it for the Panthers. Givens dribbles around left hand. Now finds Hatala. Hatala top of the key. Dribbles around trouble and is fouled on the play. That's going to be the ninth foul on Gillespie. And they're going to call it on Trenton Bertolis. That'll be his first. So Hatala at the free throw line to shoot a couple here. He's 1-for-2 from the line so far today. His first is good. Rattles around and in. He's got four. He's now 2-for-3 from the charity stripe. Again, Nokomis Southwestern boys tipping off around 3:30 this afternoon. Gary Booker will have the call for that one. Hatala's second free throw is good. He's got five, and he's 3-for-4 from the line. Bobby Robbins, bounce pass ahead. And that was Tanner Whitfield who fell on the floor but got the pass away. I didn't see who scored on that one either. That was Jack Heron who's on the board. As there's a shot put up by Nick Hogan. It's no good. Rebound to Gillespie. 76-41 your score. Here's a shot fired by Fredericks. It's no good. But a foul on the play as the clock continues to run. Sixth foul on North Mac, and it's going to be on Gabe Givens, his third. So Brock Fredericks to the free throw line to shoot a pair here. 76-41, your score. North Mac all over Gillespie. Fredericks' first free throw is good. He's on the board. He's played a lot today, but has been held scoreless until now. 76-42, your score now. Second free throw is no good off the front of the rim. And North Mac pulls down the defensive board. Here's Hatala dribbling around. He'll give it out to Hogan. Now over to Givens. Now it is Carson Rayner for three. It's no good. Rebound to North Mac. Now the ball is tipped and kept alive and inbounds. And we've got a foul called on North Mac. It's going to be the seventh on the Panthers, the second on Hatala. So, Fredericks should be headed to the free throw line here. James Jett into the game for Gillespie. And he checks in for Bobby Robbins. . 76-42 your score, a minute 50 left in the game. Fredericks with it at the free throw line for the Miners. North Mac a commanding lead, and Fredericks makes the first there. He's got 2 points. makes it 76-43. Second free throw on the way. It is good. He's got three and into the game now for the Miners. Now James Jedden. I had the wrong player who came in. That was Jack Heron who came in. No. Gabe DeShirlia. Here's Gabe Givens with it for the Panthers. Now Hatala. Hatala. Over to Cooper Starks, who misses the long two. Rebound by Gillespie, who throws it away and over to the other sideline, out of bounds. Last touched by Gillespie. North Mac will keep it. Givens looking for someone to get it into. Over to Starks. Now down low to Hogan, who finds the lay-in. Hogan's on the board. It's 78-44. Here's a pass down low to Jack Heron. Heron dribbles into trouble. Turnaround jumper's good. Heron's on the board. Excuse me, Heron already was on the board. He's got 4 points. 78-46 is the lead for North Mac. Clock reads 26 seconds and counting as it'll run the rest of the way. Here's Givens with it. Givens lost. It goes out of bounds. And it'll be last touched by Gillespie. North Mac will keep it with 12 seconds and counting. That's going to do it for this game. It's just a matter of what the final score will be. I don't think anyone's going to attempt a shot. No, they won't. So North Mac is going to win game number 4 of the second T-Tote shootout versus Cancer. Your final score, 78-46. We'll take another break, and when we come back, we'll wrap this one up here on WSMI.